بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم ما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اذكروا الله ذكرا كثيرا صدق الله العظيم. My most respected brothers and elders and our mothers and sisters at home, Hazrat Arif Billah, Hazrat Hakim Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullahi Alayh, may Allah fill his qabr with noor. We know he was an ashiq of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So in one of his majlises, he had mentioned, dhikrullah par dawam rakhiye. And we mentioned this many times, that a person makes the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he should do it consistently. Dhikr is not just for once a week or occasional. It is something that we have to do all the time. And this is why in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is mentioned, لا يزال لسانك رطبا من ذكر الله. That let your tongue be moist with the dhikr of Allah. For the tongue to be moist in the dhikr of Allah, it means the person must do it all the time. Now all the time does not mean that 24 hours you're sitting with tasbih, Allah, Allah. No. What it means, you should be doing dhikr excessively. A person should be conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So sometime in dhikr with the tongue, dhikr with the heart, dhikr with the limbs, meaning your limbs should be doing those things that are going to be in conformity with the sharia. Do those things that Allah wants. Your eyes should see that which Allah wants you to see. The eyes should refrain. You should refrain your eyes. I should not see those things which are haram. Your tongue should be speaking those things that Allah Ta'ala wishes you to speak. Your tongue should not be ghibat. You should not slander, not talk bad about people. Your ears should not hear ghibat. Your ears should listen to that which is haq and good and beneficial. Your hands should not touch those things which are haram. Your feet should not go to that which is haram. Nonetheless, dhikr should be made in abundance. يَا أَيُّوَ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اذْكُرُوا اللَّهَ ذِكْرًا كَثِيرًا. So Hazrat then says, irshad farmaya ki Allah wala banne ke liye dhikr ka dawam bhi chahiye. If a person wants to become an Allah wala, in other words, you want to become the friend of Allah, then a person has to be making the dhikr of Allah Ta'ala excessively. Dawam. Dawam means he must be doing it perpetually, all the time, consistently. Agar zikr nahi karoge, to khali suhbat kafi nahi hai. Sometimes the person thinks that just in the company of some sheikh or some alim, that will be sufficient for me. No, as this is, both are important. Sitting in the company of some sheikh, some alim, and also making the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Kyunki zikr zakir ko mazkur tak pahuncha deta hai. What is zikr? When a person says Allah, so you are the zakir. Right now I said Allah, so I am regarded as zakir, one who is remembering Allah. So the moment I said Allah, I am the zakir, and who is mazkur? The one whose name has been mentioned, that is Allah. So I have reached Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we are sitting here, we say Allah, we have already reached Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is how, through the conveyance of dhikrullah. Dhikr made us reach Allah Ta'ala. Then he says, oh Allah, chunki magnet ka khaliq hai. Allah is the creator of magnets. We know magnet has some force. It attracts things towards it. So Allah is the creator of magnet. To bande ko Allah ki taraf kashish ho jayegi, kyunki jo magnet paida kar sakta hai, khud uski zaat mein kitna magnet hoga. Imagine, the one who created magnet, the force that it has to pull something towards it. So imagine what force and quwwat and power Allah Ta'ala has. That Allah draws our hearts to Him. When a person makes dhikr, then he is being pulled towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To Allah ke naam mein maknatis hai. Jaise jaise Allah kehte jaoge, Allah ki taraf khinche chale jaoge. As you say, Allah, Allah, you are being pulled more and more and more towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah, Allah, go barota takhti arsh. Yeh Mawla Rumi rahmatullah ke hai. Mawla Rumi rahmatullah mentioned this, ki Allah, Allah, kaho, taki arsh-e-azam tak pahunch jao. By saying Allah, Allah, we will reach the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah, Allah, inchi chi shiri nasli naam. There is such sweetness in the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hazrat then says, or ye ajeeb magnet. This is ajeeb magnet. Very strange. So wonderful, amazing. He says, usme mithas bhi hai. Take any maggot and a person goes to taste it. No tasting it. But here, the name of Allah has got not just a magnetic attraction and pull, it has got sweetness with it also. Jo sari alam ki mithai paida karta hai, uska naam khaliq al-lazati, shirini kainat hai. So Allah Ta'ala is the one who created sweetness in the world. Sugar cane, as I should give the example of sugar cane. How much of sweetness in that? Sugar that we have. So the one who created the sugar, there is such sweetness and enjoyment in taking his name. To Allah Ta'ala ka naam lene mein do faide huye. There are two benefits in taking Allah's name. Maza bhi aaya, person gets enjoyment, aur kashish bhi hui, and there was that pull towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yani aapka nafs aur aapka dil Allah ki taraf kincha chala jayega. That yourself, your nafs, your ruh, you'll be pulled and drawn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Make dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is why mashayikh say, to the best of our ability, with contemplation, think whose name you're taking. Enjoy taking the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Or bazabani hal ye sher parenge, nahi hoon kisi ka, to kyu hoon kisi ka. Unhi ka hua ja raha hoon. I am not any person. So why should I be? Why should I attach my heart to somebody else when I am only for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? I am only Allah ta'ala's. So I will not put my heart and I will not let my heart be drawn to any other person beside Allah. I'm only moving to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us all Allah walas. Dhikrullah par dawam rakhiye. Inshallah we should try, even in our own homes when you go home, in solitude, whenever we have the chance, we should try and make time for dhikrullah. So even in the car, when we are traveling, then we should make the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When we are sitting at home also, some time spent in the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala give me tawfiq, all of us tawfiq to make amal. Wa akhir da'wana, alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Sayyidina Muhammad bin Amani. لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 لا إله
illallah la ilaha 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 illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. La ilaha illallah 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 Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam illallah 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 la ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam Allah jalla jalaluhu wa ta'ala sha'nu Allah 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 Allah, 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 لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم
اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك اللهم يا أول الأولين ويا آخر الآخرين ويا ذا القوة المتين ويا راحم المساكين ويا أرحم الراحمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اے مالک اے کریم اے رحیم اللہ یا اللہ یو آر کریئٹر مائی اللہ یو آر اور خالق مائی اللہ اللہ یو کریئٹڈ اس مائی اللہ یا اللہ وی آر یور مخلوق مائی اللہ یا اللہ یو سینڈ اس انٹو دس ورلڈ مائی اللہ یا اللہ سو دیٹ وی مے ورشپ یو مائی اللہ یا اللہ سو دیٹ وی مے برنگ ایمان ان یو مائی اللہ سو دیٹ وی مے اوبے یو مائی اللہ And that we may obey your commandments, my Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, you send us into this world, Ya Allah, for a temporary time, my Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us, my Allah. Forgive us, my Allah. Ya Allah, you sent us in this world, Ya Allah, for a purpose, my Allah. But my Allah, we have forgotten that purpose, my Allah. Eh Malik, eh Kareem, my Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us for not making your ibadat properly, my Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us for sinning, my Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us for disobeying your commandments, my Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us for living a life of ghaflat, my Allah. Ya Allah, you sent Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in this world. Ya Allah, you made us in the ummat of our beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, he sacrificed his life for us, my Allah. Ya Allah, we have forgotten his sunnah, my Allah. We have abandoned his sunnah, my Allah. Ya Allah, he cried for us, Allahumma ummati, ummati. Allah, today we can't even send one durood upon our beloved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Forgive us, my Allah. Help us, my Allah. Guide us, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are seeing so many trials and tribulations in front of us. Ya Allah, we are going through difficult times, my Allah. Ya Allah, before maut comes to us, my Allah. Before qiyamah begins, my Allah. Ya Allah, help us to make sincere tawbah, my Allah. Don't make us be amongst those who will fail in this world and who will fail in the akhirah. Ya Allah, make us be among those who are successful, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us pass, my Allah. Make us pass your examination, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, with excellent results, my Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, on Monday night we explained about those people who will be successful. They'll be given the good deeds in the right hand, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us our good deeds in our right hand. Don't give us our namay amal in our left hand, my Allah. Ey Malik, ey Kareem, help us to become good, righteous, obedient servants, my Allah. Ya Allah, unite our hearts, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us become good people, my Allah. Make us become righteous people, my Allah. Ya Allah, do not make us be amongst those who cause disunity in the ummah, my Allah. Allah, do not make us become amongst those, Ya Allah, who cause mischief and fasad in Zumbat, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us make Islam for ourselves. Our hearts have become so filthy, my Allah. Our hearts have become so blackened, my Allah. Our hearts have become filled with jealousy, anger, pride, malice, love of dunya, my Allah. Ya Allah, you have shown us, my Allah, so many ni'mas you bestowed upon us, my Allah. Ya Allah, we're making shukr to you, my Allah, for every ni'mat that you have given us, my Allah. Especially the ni'mat of iman, my Allah. Make us live with iman. Make us die on iman. Raise us on the day of qiyamah with iman, my Allah. Do not take away this iman from our hearts, my Allah. Ya Allah, do not take away iman from the hearts of our family members, my Allah. Our friends, my Allah. Our musallis, my Allah. Our asatiza, our mashayikh, our students, my Allah. Hey, Malik-e-Kareem, my Allah. Keep us on Sirat al-Mustaqim, my Allah. Do not make us deviate, my Allah. Do not make us live a life of ghaflat, my Allah. Ya Allah, we're making shukr to you, my Allah. You gave us our masjid back, my Allah. You opened the masajid. Ya Allah, help us make qadr of this ni'mat. Ya Allah, do not close the doors again, my Allah. Do not close the doors again, my Allah. Ya Allah, we have hopes in you, my Allah. Make our days easy for us. Make our nights easy for us. Make our work easy for us, my Allah. Hey, Malik-e-Kareem, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are asking you only. It is only you, my Allah. Only you, my Allah. Only you, my Allah. Nobody else, my Allah. Nobody else who can help us, my Allah. Nobody else can make favorable decisions for us besides you. Ya Allah, help us to have that ta'aluk and bond with you, my Allah. Attachment with you, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect us from nafs and shaitan, my Allah. Protect us from nafs and shaitan, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect us from haram, my Allah. Don't make us eat any haram, my Allah. Ya Allah, don't make us eat a single morsel of haram, my Allah. Give us halal and tayyib ruzi, my Allah. Protect us from making zina with our eyes, my Allah. Zina with our limbs, my Allah. Protect us from riba and interest, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect us from backbiting and ghibat, my Allah. Protect us from carrying tales, my Allah. From slandering, from defaming, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect us from bad akhlaq, my Allah. Don't make us deceive, don't make us deceive mankind, my Allah. Ya Allah, don't make us be such people, Ya Allah, who give Islam a bad image, my Allah. Make us become true Muslims, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us the akhlaq of Rasulullah Pak, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Let us become, Ya Allah, a means of people getting hidayat, my Allah. Ya Allah, people bring iman in you, my Allah. Make us become a means of people entering into Jannah, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect all of us from all bala, afat, musibat, my Allah. Ya Allah, whatever this pandemic is, my Allah. Only you know what it is, my Allah. Remove it completely, my Allah. Whatever bala it has brought with it, my Allah. Ya Allah, remove it completely, my Allah. Remove it completely, my Allah. You gave us a life of afiat before. We didn't make shukr, my Allah. Ya Allah, we did not make shukr, my Allah. And now, my Allah, we are in this condition, my Allah. But, my Allah, we have got yaqeen in you, my Allah. We have raised our hands, my Allah. We are begging only from you, my Allah. Iyaka na'budu wa iyaka nasta'een. Iyaka na'budu wa iyaka nasta'een. Ya Allah, you have mentioned that, Ya Allah, we should turn to you only. Ud'uni astajib lakum. Answer our du'as. Answer our du'as. Ya Allah, we cried in the month of Ramadan. You answered our du'as. You brought us back into the masjid, my Allah. Make it be more easy for us, my Allah. Without any difficulties now, my Allah. As we were before, my Allah. And make our masjid abad, my Allah. Ya Allah, after teaching us so many lessons, my Allah. Don't make us go back to sin and evil, my Allah. Ya Allah, make our nikahs become simple, my Allah. Make our lifestyle become simple, my Allah. Help us to prepare for akhirat. Help us to prepare for akhirat, my Allah. Help us to prepare for the day of hashar, my Allah. Ya Allah, we want to be in the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Let it not be that we are going towards Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and suddenly we are chased away because we have done wrong, my Allah. Hey, Malik-e-Kareem, you are so kind, so generous, so loving, my Allah. Grant all of us afiyat, salamati, hifazat, izzat, aman, chain, sukoon, rahat, your protection, your marifat, your qurb. Ya Allah, give us sihat, give us good health, my Allah. Give us barakat in our life, give us halal, tayyib, ruzi. Protect us from all shurur and fitan, my Allah. Ya Allah, all good works of deen, accept it, my Allah. Make it be easy for Allah, for us to do the work of da'wat and tabligh, tazkiyah, ta'aleem, ya Allah. Protect our masajid, our marakis, our madaris, our darul ulooms, my Allah. Protect our children, our progeny, my Allah. Protect our youth, my Allah. Protect our youth, my Allah. Protect our youth, my Allah. Our elderly, my Allah. Ey Malik Kareem, give us Mawt in Madina Sharif, Baril Jannatul Baqi, grant us the Shafa'at of Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Houthi Kuthur water from his Mubarak hands, my Allah. Make us in the Jannat without any reckoning. Protect us from azab of Qabr, azab of Jahannam. From every big and small fitna, especially the fitnas of Dajjal, my Allah. Ya Allah, jo bimar hai unko shifa ata farma, ya Allah. There are so many who are sick, my Allah. So many in hospitals, ICU, my Allah, at home, my Allah. Ya Allah, give each one of them complete shifa, my Allah. Shifa is only in your hands, my Allah. Ya Allah, if doctors have not found any cure is by you, my Allah. It's only by you, my Allah. Ey Malik-e-Kareem, all the marhumin, give them jannatul firdaus, my Allah. So many have passed away recently, my Allah. Ya Allah, grant the family sabri jameel, my Allah. Ya Allah, our brothers and sisters who have raised their hands, say, Allah. Ya Allah, we are begging from you only, my Allah. You know what is our condition. You know what our needs are, my Allah. Each one of us has got different needs, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are well aware of our needs and hajat. Ya Allah, fulfill all our needs, my Allah. Ya Qadhi al-Hajat, Ya Dafi' al-Baliyat, Ya Hal al-Mushkilat. Remove our difficulties, our worries, our sorrows, our griefs, our hardships, our musibats, ya Allah. Ya Allah, grant all of us happiness, my Allah. Allah, all those who requested du'as, answer all the du'as as well, my Allah. Hazirin, ghaibin, sabki du'a, qabool, farma. Grant us ikhlas and maqbooliyat, my Allah. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala Sayyidina Muhammadin wa barik wa sallim. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas sami'ul alim. Wa tub alayna ya maulana. Wa tub alayna ya maulana innaka antas tawabur rahim. Ya Allah, protect all of us from the azab of Qabr, azab of Jahannam, from every big and small fitna, especially the fitna of Dajjal, my Allah. Protect us from the fitna of Dajjal, and all those fitnas that will come from now till the day of Qiyamah, my Allah. Protect us, our children, our grandchildren, our progeny, my Allah. Make our children become the coolness of our eyes. Make them excellent huffaz, ulama, sulaha, atqiya, abrar, muqarrabin, maqbulin. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم ربنا تقبل منا انك انت السميع العليم وتوب علينا يا مولانا انك انت التواب الرحيم سبحان ربك رب العزه ما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين الحمد لله رب العالمين